January 21st, 2016, the anniversary of Mary, Protectress of the Faith. Our Lady comes as Protectress of the Faith. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Today I come to you under a title which has not been approved, but we know non-approvals are not disapprovals. In this case, history has shown the huge necessity for my protection of the faith. The faith has never before been so insidiously attacked through the abuse of authority and the compromise of truth. Bishops and cardinals have chosen their own agendas over the truths of the faith. My children are misled and cannot find their way back to the truth. Politics within the church have overrun the truth. Those who try to defend the truth are summarily dismissed as too conservative. While I came to defend the faith decades ago, my efforts were dismissed as unnecessary. Now, today, few know to come to me when their faith is put to the test. Faith is not a policy that can be chosen or set aside. Faith is a gift from God, which, if rejected, strips the soul of divine reality. It is not up for dispute, nor is it based upon human reason. It must not be the subject of controversy. The soul without faith is like a ship lost at sea. He tries to find his own way, believing he has the truth, but in the end he is tossed upon the jagged rocks of disbelief. Under my title, Protectress of the Faith, I am prepared to always defend your faith against error or any doubts Satan places in your heart. Satan flees before this title. It makes no difference who believes in what I tell you here today. Their disbelief does not change the power God has given to me under this title. Dear children, I am your mother and the protectress of your faith. A note is given. After checking with a theologian from the diocese, the bishop rejected Our Lady's request for the protectress of the faith, stating that there are already too many devotions to Blessed Mother and the saints. Our Lady requested this title from the Cleveland bishop in 1987.